Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Show Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to be taking a look at interactive learning with the Xamarin Workbooks. Now, Xamarin Workbooks are really, really cool. They allow you to essentially open a kind of a markdown file with documentation and source code and run it live. It's a completely free tool that works on iOS, Android, WPF, Mac, and just even a console application. If you just want to learn maybe like C# 6 or some other C# features in the language, it's super easy to get started. So today, in just a few minutes, we're going to see how to download workbooks and then get started. So here I am. I'm actually just on the developer portal. When you go to Xamarin.com and tap on developers, you're taken here to the developer portal. You can learn about Xamarin University. Here's workbooks, Visual Studio for Mac, and then a bunch of getting started guides right here. Now, when you tap on Xamarin Workbooks, it'll take you to our Xamarin Workbooks portal. And the portal will show you all the different available workbooks officially from Xamarin. So here we have things for workbooks, Android, learning Azure, learning C#, graphics libraries, iOS and Mac, WPF, and Xamarin Forms. We have hundreds of them available. So let's see how easy it is to get started. So when I tap on download, it's going to take me to the installation and requirements. Xamarin Workbooks is available for both Windows or on a Mac, so no matter where you're developing, you're good to go. There's some additional requirements such as, you know, what you need to have installed as far as emulators or simulators on each. So when you tap on download, it'll download the inspector installable. So I have it here on my desktop. And we'll just run through a quick setup. So I'll hit next, I agree, hit next again, and we'll just install it into Workbooks folder. And it just takes a few seconds to actually install and get up and running. So here we go through our fancy setup guide. And I love the icon, actually. It's a really cool icon that we have here. And then just hit finish. Now, Workbooks is available as just an app. So I'm just going to type in Workbooks. There it is. And tap on the Xamarin Workbooks desktop app. Now, when I do this, essentially, this is creating a new C# workbook that we can launch interactively. So I have the ability to create an iOS, Android, or WPF app, but here I'll just create a console application, which essentially is creating a a console application against .NET 4.5. I can come into Tools, and we'll make the fonts a little bit bigger here. Oh, there we go, 17, that looks pretty good. We'll do 18 just in case. And I can come up, and I can always change what this is targeting. So what's really cool is you can write some source code. So I could say something like two plus two, for instance, there we go. And then just hit enter and it'll run it. It'll go out and execute. And the first time it spins up, it takes a second here and we can investigate what the value is, what the type was. But what's really nice is I can come over here and say insert new documentation. I could say making a REST call, for instance. And I could write some additional comments like we are going to learn web client here. Then underneath it is some code. So let's say we want to say using system.net, for instance. We can add another document that says create a client. We'll create a client. We'll add some more source code. And we'll say var client equals new web client, for instance. There we go. And then I'll add another documentation. I'll say make request. So if I was going to create maybe some documentation for an API I'm creating, and then I can come down here and say client dot, and I'm getting really rich IntelliSense powered by Roslyn, which is really nice. And I'll say download string. We'll just do it the normal non-async version. And we'll pass in a URL, http / montemagno.com /monkeys.json. Of course, like every good developer, I have some monkey JSON on my web server. So now what's really nice here is we can see that it's interactive, so I can actually click on this little button and it'll run it. I can also hit Control Enter to run it. I can come down here and create my client, and we can see this is the actual client. I can get all the variables for it. And then down here I can run the actual client. And there's that JSON that came in. I can toggle the type to see just the plain text that was returned or the actual object member that it's a length of a string that there, and I can get additional properties on it. I can assign variables, and then of course what's cool is I can just save it. So here I can save it to my desktop, and I'll say client.save, and then it shows up on my actual desktop. I can distribute that to anybody, so if I actually just double click on it, it'll reopen up the Xamarin workbook and launch all the code that I just had. It'll prepare this workspace essentially and kind of get up and running. And then I can re-execute the code. So I can come down here and just say Control Enter, and it'll execute all the code as far down as I'm actually making the calls. So there it is. It runs all the code that I need. Now, kind of messing around with workbooks is nice to explore APIs, but it's also a really good tool for learning like C# or Android or iOS with Xamarin. So let's head back to the portal and let's download a few workbooks. Like let's say maybe App Basics would be a good one. And just downloads the workbook to my desktop and even ask you, hey, make sure that workbooks is installed if you love it or not here. And maybe let's learn using C# 6. Let's start there. So we'll download that workbook. Here we go. Now we'll start here with the C# 6 workbook. So this is going to launch, and this is just a console application. But we can actually see the real power of Xamarin workbooks here, that once it's prepared the workspace and it's ready to run, we have this like, hey, this is what you're going to learn in this lecture. So null condition operating, index initializers, and you can write this code side by side the documentation. So here, for instance, I can say, okay, well, I'm going to initialize the string array. It'll go and create this string array of foo and null. Here, it'll actually say, hey, is this one? Is this null or not? And it's not going to do anything because it's not nothing's occurring. I could come here and change the code in line and then execute it again. And we can see, oh, there's some null condition here. So I can change the zero, and then we'll get back the length of string here. And then we can actually execute some more code. So here's the additional code of 3 and in 1 of the different lengths. And then what's really nice is I can then do some link queries. So here I'm selecting specifically the name length, and if it's null, for instance, with the null operator, it's null. I can learn about string interpolation. So normally, if I was to do a string.format of this animal loves food, or animal loves to eat, it's going to output the string. Or I could just write and use C# 6 string interpolation right here. Pretty awesome. Let's take it a step further, though, because that's just a console application. What if I launch that Android application? So now we can just go ahead and launch our Android workbooks. I'm just going to tap on the Android workbook. This is going to bring up essentially a full Android app basics here, and it's going to attempt to connect to an agent. But since this is an Android application, it's going to attempt to launch my Android emulator that's here. So it'll launch it, and then what it'll attempt to do at that point is install the workbook's agent onto the Android emulator, which will essentially allow me to go ahead and execute it. So here, for some instance, if it doesn't connect, you can always uninstall the agent that I might have had installed earlier and then try to reconnect. And then we'll go ahead and reinstall the brand new Android Work agent, and it should go ahead and prepare this workspace to start connecting. There we go. So now what I can do is I can start learning about the different namespaces that I need to bring in. I need to grab the root activity here, so I'll go ahead and grab the root activity that's going on. Then I can learn about, you know, implementing user interface. So here I'll learn about creating linear layouts. I'll learn about how can I add a button into this code. And then how can I actually go ahead and put it on my screen? So there it goes. It appears right away. And that's really cool. But I can do more, like maybe add a text view. So now I have a text view here. I could come in and set the text of it at any point. But what's nice is that I get to learn about modifying the user interface. So here I can modify the gravity, set it to the actual center. I can add some additional padding. Of course, I can modify this. So if I really want that to be 40, in 40, for instance, I can see what it's doing by just re-executing it right here inside the workbook. I can set the color. So it's yellow, but you know, maybe I want it to be orange, for instance. I'm actually getting Android IntelliSense, so now it's orange. And then I can actually respond to the user input. So here I can say, oh, I'm going to, every time I click it, update the actual text of the button to say I was clicked. Or if I want, maybe I want to come in and modify this code a little bit more, because I want to maybe put a way of knowing how many times a button was clicked. So I can just modify it right here. I'll say var count equals 0, come in code, and I'll say count plus plus. And then I'll just use some C# 6 string interpolation to add the count in there. There we go. I can just go ahead and re-execute this method. And now every time I click on it, we can see that it's been clicked 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. I can take it a step further and learn about toast. So I'll maybe doing a little pop-up here. And now whenever I do that, I get a little click event that's occurred. And I can go further down and learn more and more about the user inputs. And there's additional exercises that I can do. I can go back to the Xamarin Workbooks page, download any of the other examples, and just start using them and learning how to build beautiful iOS and Android applications without even opening Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio at all. Well, there you have it. Downloading, installing, and getting started with Xamarin Workbooks, learning beautiful native cross-platform development has never been easier. Till next time, I'm James Montemagno.